Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, St. Louis's newest entry into sports wants to make sure it leaves its mark on the environment in a good way. St. Louis City SC announced plans for City Park to be a zero-waste stadium. That announcement just yesterday. And with 22,000 fans attending each of the 17 matches this season, just how will they accomplish this goal? Joining us to explain is City SC's Chief Experience Officer, Matt Seebeck. Matt, welcome back to KMOX.
Yeah, good morning. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing all right. Zero waste is a lofty goal. How will you achieve that?
Yeah, it really is. And this is really us saying, you know, we will, you know, 22,500 people, 17 home games a year, you know, sports and entertainment venues have the ability to really collect a lot of waste that goes into the landfill. So this is really us saying, you know, what can we control? And so the Zero Waste Initiative is really for us to really look at all ends of the fan spectrum and just say, you know, where can we, you know, reduce, reuse, and recycle? So it's been a lot of work, but arguably a lot easier to do now as we're a new club and able to control all those elements.
So I would imagine the vendors won't be giving people things in styrofoam, things like that. But what other kind of initiatives would help with this? Because what happens if people bring in their own plastic bottles or water bottles or something? And we know most plastics never recycled. So fill us in on more details.
Sure. So part of that's, you know, us controlling what we can control. And so a lot of that is the, you know, the packaging and product that we give out in our stadium. Obviously, you know, fans are bringing in their own plastic. You know, that's where the education part will take part. So, you know, we have a lot of receptacles that will be collecting, you know, plastics if people bring them onto site. But really a lot of the product and packaging that we're using at City Park is compostable or recyclable. So you think of all the different things that we need packaging for. So it's how are we, you know, cups and receptacles for beer, water, soda, cocktails, wine, it's packaging and plates for food, utensils, straws. So all of those things, you know, we set these ambitions about 2 years ago. They sounded really great, and we knew that's exactly what we wanted to do. But honestly, all the different touch points and products and packaging that had to be a part of that was unbelievable.
So let's talk about from packaging to the actual food itself. I mean, I can't say that I've ever, like, you know, not eating an entire hot dog or hamburger. That's not me. I'm eating everything that I paid for. But there is a lot of leftover food. Are you going to be composting on site? I mean, how are you going to deal with the food?
Yeah, so we have on-site recycling and compost, and then we have multi-stream partners that will be, you know, picking that up. And the other part of that that's so important is we've partnered with Operation Food Search to rescue the unused food. You know, for the food that's, you know, half eaten, you know, goes to the landfill. For the food that is uneaten, that'll be rescued and donated to local Operation Food Search.
This is, as Carol said, a lofty goal because a lot of places will put out recycling bins, encourage people to kind of separate their garbage as they go out. But St. Louis City SC is literally saying zero waste. And I'm wondering, what if there is waste? I mean, are you allowing yourself to have some margin of error? Is this just your goal, or are you saying absolutely zero waste?
So zero waste is effectively, you know, if you look at the amount of waste that is generated at a stadium, it's really, you have to achieve over 90% of waste that's diverted from the landfill. So, we you know, it's not only our ambition, but we have, you know, the operational processes in place to achieve that. And the other side of that is just zero single-use consumer plastic. So that's something where, you know, the advantage of us being a new venue is we just basically look at the entire fan journey and, you know, plastic's not a part of that. And that's where aluminum and compostable materials really take its place.
A lot of water waste goes into not even just a stadium, but any building. Our neighbors just put, what are those things called? My brain just went blank on top of the house.
Solar panels.
Thank you so much, Debbie Monterey. Ding, ding, ding. Matt, what about those kinds of things, renewable energy and water waste?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, when we talk sustainability, there's a lot, it's very broad. Our focus right now is really, you know, with food being such a big part of our story and experience, and really, frankly, the amount of waste that's generated from food and beverage alone in stadiums, that's really where our main focus is. But it's also a bit of an admission that, you know, our work in sustainability is never done. So, you know, looking at solar options and the ability for water encapsulation, there are so many opportunities for us to expand beyond where we've set our goals right now.
Well, very interesting. Thanks for explaining more about the Zero Waste Stadium of St. Louis City SC. Everybody's really excited for the season to start. Matt Seebeck, thank you so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
We can't wait. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.